News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Now, the RSA's annual international conference is taking place today on road safety, and the theme this year is distracted driving. And Dominic Brophy, Director of Professional Driving Instructors Association, joins us this morning on this. Dominic, first of all, just for people who maybe aren't familiar with the term, what is distracted driving?
Good morning, Ciara. Distracted driving, the thing that jumps out to everybody when they hear distracted driving and the scourge on the roads at the moment, I suppose, is mobile phones. But it's not the only thing that distracts drivers, but it is the big thing. And what we as professional driving instructors would urge the driving public to do is when you get into your car, is put your mobile phone in your glove compartment. You can survive your trip to work or to school or wherever you're going without that phone for the next 15 minutes, 30 minutes.
OK, so a lot of the distraction is phones. And I see it myself because I drive in and out of work and you see people on their phones all the time. I'm always particularly, I suppose, alarmed when I see people driving big trucks and big vans and things on their phones, because you think if you hit somebody, like they would have no chance whatsoever. But we do know that distracted driving contributes. It's one, because the RSA obviously has been running safety campaigns. It's one of the big, up there with speed and drink and all that. It's one of the things that causes fatalities on our roads.
Yeah, you're four times more likely to be in a serious incident, serious accident, if you are using your mobile phone. And in a recent survey published by the RSA in 2023, 20% of drivers admit to sending messages and emails whilst they're driving. 17% admit to being on social media. There's just no need for that, you know. Now, you will get people, and they're listening to us at the moment as we speak, and they're driving vans and they're driving lorries and private cars, and they will be thinking, well, I need my phone. Look, we don't recommend using your phone at any stage, but for those that are working and feel that they have to have their phone, at the very least, before you leave for work, put Bluetooth in your car and make sure that you're not going to be picking up your phone. I find it incredible. I'm on the phone. I'm on the road from one end of the day to the other, and I see people steering around corners, holding a phone in one hand like a tray of drink. And you look at the registration of the car, and you see there's definitely Bluetooth in this car or in this van. It's just the height of, you know, bad behavior on the road. You've got to make sure that you're not picking up your phone or being distracted by your phone at any stage.
I just wonder, modern cars, though, as well, Dominic, a lot of them have screens in them that, you know, have GPS or like, there's been studies that have shown people are watching television as they drive their cars now, because, you know, they have their phones on those little things stuck to their windscreen, those little stands and things too. So have we sort of lost sight of the fact that things that distract us make driving dangerous? Because you hear about people watching literally their favourite TV shows, they're watching Netflix as they're driving.
Well, I see it all on the road, Ciara, and the listeners will have seen it as well. You know what you say there, I've seen people watching television shows, I've seen kids in back seats, you know, not strapped in properly. And that's, of course, a distraction to the parents. Make sure you strap your kids in, put your seatbelts on, and baby seats and booster seats are fitted properly. You know, there's nothing worse as a parent, they're driving down the road and then all of a sudden something's happening behind them. So it's not just mobile phones, but that is the big, big issue at the moment. And we believe in our association that the three killers really are speeding, using mobile phones and unaccompanied drivers. And we feel as if the penalties for that, you know, the financial penalties.
You think it's those three even ahead of drink or drugs?
Well, it's hard to say because, you know, in these incidents, it's hard to say what actually killed people. You know, somebody gets distracted at some stage. And in those final moments, we don't know what it is. But for sure, you know, drink driving and drug driving, that is also a problem. Well, you know, usually what that leads to speeding, you know, if somebody gets into the car and they're under the influence of alcohol or drugs, then they become a little bit more blasé about their driving And, you know, €160 fine and 3 penalty points for speeding, it's not deterring people from doing that. Yeah. So we need to look at the whole penalty point system and see whether it's working, because the fear doesn't seem to be on the roads.
I think there's definitely something in distracted driving, and I'm not sure people think about it in the same way they might say, I'm not going to drink and drive. I'm not sure that they feel the same about their mobile phones. And I think it's a very good conversation to have. Thank you so much for joining us this morning. That is Dominic Brophy there, Director of Professional Driving Association.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7 on News Talk.